SBS Radio.
Inaprubahan na ng federal na gobyerno ang pinakaunang HIV home testing kit ng Australia. At ang bagong droga na nagpapahinto ng pagdami ng virus ay malapit nang malista sa Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme. Ang detalye sa ulat ni Joy Joshi na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Tinanggap ng mga AIDS Organization ng Australia ang pag-apruba ng federal na gobyerno ng pinakaunang HIV home testing. Sinabi ng mga organisasyon ang Atomo self-test ay ang pinakahuling nawawalang piyesa upang puksain ang AIDS. Sinabi ng Hepe Ekotibo ng Positive Life, New South Wales, ang bagong test ay nagbibigay ng mas malaking kapangyarihan sa mga taong na-diagnose ng HIV.
People have been fearful about going into a medical service and in terms of their anonymity. They've wanted to maintain control and ownership of the testing moment. So that's been a barrier in people being able to find out whether they are HIV positive or not. Having a home testing option puts them in a position of power and control where they can understand the moment and work out what they want to do if they get a positive test result.
Sinabi naman ng ehekutibong opisyal ng Australian Federation of AIDS Organizations na si Daryl O'Donnell. Ang bagong kit ay magpapahintulot ng mga regular na pagsubok at tumutulong maiwasan ang pabalik-balik na pagbisita sa doktor.
So for some people who are at risk of HIV, they might be needing to test up to 4 times a year. And obviously, going to a doctor 4 times a year to look after your preventive health is it's a really big ask. And so what we hope is that this self-test will supplement people's regular visits to their doctors and allow them to test more frequently.
Makukuha ang home testing kit online, bagaman hindi ka agarang ibibenta sa mga lokal na mga parmasya. Dagdag ni Ginoong Cooper, ito ay nagtatakda ng hadlang para sa mga taong lumalaban sa stigma na nakapalibot sa HIV.
Depending on the packaging and how the kits will be delivered, what this will do is if people are receiving the kits in regional and remote areas of Australia, that will then potentially still have problems around the privacy issues. The kits are going to need to arrive to those people in very discreet ways that won't be intercepted by other people, so that people in the local community have no idea what the test kit is.
Inanunsyo din ng ministro ng kalusugan na si Greg Hunt ang karagdagang $5 milyong na pondo para sa pagpigil ng AIDS, na ayon sa kanya ay makakatulong mapuksa ang paglaganap ng HIV sa Australia sa taong 2022. Bilang bahagi din ng anunsyo, sinabi niya na ang gobyerno ay magsisimulang magbibigay subsidiya sa isang bagong drogang HIV na tinatawag na Juluca. Magbabayad ang mga Australiano ng 39.50 sentimong dolyar upang punan ang script kung saan ay makakatipid ng $11,000 kada taon. Binigkas ni Ron Hunt ang slogan ng kampanya upang suportahan ito kung saan ay idiniin niya ang kalagahan ng self-testing.
If you have an undetectable load, therefore it is untransmissible. U equals U. Undetectable equals untransmissible. And that's a fundamental message.
Sinabi ng umaaktong ehekutibong direktor ng National Association of People with HIV Australia na si John Rule, pinapababa ng Juluca ang bigat ng medikasyon ng mga taong may HIV.
Juluca is one of the first 2 drug regimens in a single pill. Now, we know from research that 73% of people living with HIV are concerned about the number of medicines they take as they get older. So people, as they age with HIV, not only have to take HIV medications, but because of increased numbers of comorbid health conditions, have an increasing number of what we call it pill burden.
Dagdag ni Dr. Rule, ang pagiging available ng Juluca sa mga Australiano ay isang hakbang sa tamang direksyon. Ngunit, mas marami pa ang dapat gawin upang mapuksa ang HIV at AIDS.
What we do need is education for GPs throughout Australia, because not all GPs are trained in managing HIV patients and their medication. We need GPs to be able to conduct full sexual health screenings in a non-judgmental way. And we need to increase testing for heterosexual people, people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. Along with that, we need a broad-based public education campaign, and we need this within the next 12 months, about the scientific knowledge in terms of HIV management and treatment.
Sinabi ni Karen Price, Head Ehekutibo ng Health Promotion Organization o AHCON, ang susunod na mahalagang gawin ay ang pagtanggal ng stigma sa palibot ng HIV. Tinuro niya ang maliwanag na patalastas na dati ay nagbigay ng babala sa mga Australiano tungkol sa maluhang kahinatnan ng HIV.
HIV is still a very stigmatized health condition. So many of us remember the Grim Reaper ad in Australia, and that had some benefits, it certainly had a lot of consequences as well. And certainly people are still quite fearful of HIV. I think the general population is still quite fearful of HIV, which means that people living with HIV end up, affected by a lot of people's stigma and some discrimination.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.